We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday. Man, that game five last night at Oak City started to look like game one, didn't it? When the Thunder blew that big 15-point lead and the Pacers stole that game 111-110. But this time around, the Thunder had a different ending in store and a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals when it was all over as their reward. J-Dub, Jalen Williams, how about this guy? A playoff career high 40 points. He went off. Shai Gilgeous added 31 of the Thunder, moved within one win of a title by beating the Pacers 120-109 last night at the Paycom. Williams said, "We're learning." His previous playoff best was 34. It was the 10th and by far the biggest time the Thunder stars combined for more than 70 points in a game. Williams was 14 of 24 from the floor. Shai Gilgeous added 10 dimes with his 31 piece. It wasn't a perfect game for all of us at all, and there's a lot of room for growth, according to Mark Dadno, but our improvement from game four to game five was critical. Siakam had 28 for the Pacers. They'll host game six Thursday night. TJ McConnell had 18. He was brilliant again. They cut an 18-point deficit down to 2 in the fourth quarter and then watched the Thunder pull away again, this time for good. Siakam said, "It kind of went away from us, but the fight was there." But now the Thunder are in charge. Teams that win game five of the NBA Finals that was tied 2-2 have gone on to win the series 23 times in 31 chances. That's 74%. And teams with a 3-2 lead in the finals have won 40 times in 49 previous opportunities. That's 82%. It wasn't easy last night. Down by 18 late in the second quarter, the Pacers, who've been the comeback kings in the playoffs, with as many wins in the postseason from 15 down or more, 5 of those, than the rest of the league combined, including in game one of the series. They do what they do. They chip away, and they did it with Halliburton reduced to basically nothing. He was a decoy because he had a leg issue that he aggravated early in the game. Carlisle said he's not 100%. It's pretty clear. So McConnell took over. He had 13 points in just under 7 minutes of the third, and the Pacers got within 5 late in the third. Then Siakam went to work. A pair of free throws with 9 minutes left got Indiana within 4. Then a three-pointer about a minute later made it 95-93. They were down 2. In the play-by-play era of the NBA, starting with the 97 playoffs, teams with leads of 15 or more in the finals were 80-9. Make that 81-9 now, and the Thunder are one win away from giving Oak City its first NBA title. Bottom line is, Williams said, that was honestly the same exact game as game one. Learning through these finals, that's what makes us a good team. And one more win and they'll be a great team and they'll have trophies. I gotta tell you, I thought Andrew Nebhard threw the game away. Honestly, he had 4 turnovers in the game. He was awful. He had 7 points, 3 of 8 from the floor, 0 of 2 from downtown, 4 turnovers, 3 of them in the fourth quarter. And all 3 of them were just like throwaways to the Thunder. Like, here, I'm going to throw the ball away. I'm going to make 3 terrible, horrific passes that were all stolen and all led to buckets. I just thought he literally cost the Pacers the game. And really, McConnell, for my money, and Siakam were the only ones that did anything in a game. I thought Naismith was decent. He had 14. Turner had 13. Nobody else did jack. Toppin had 12. He was 5 of 11. He was 1 of 5 from downtown. I just didn't think he did anything. And then he had all these guys chipping in. Wiggins had 14 for the Thunder. Wallace had 11. You know, the normal, like, Dort had 9. He hit 3 threes, just like everybody thought he would. Chet Holmgren had 9, but he had 11 rebounds, a steal, and 3 blocks. I just thought the Thunder outplayed him. Man, the Pacers were so close to hitting that 9.5 spread. They go down with under a minute left to try to get it to nine, and the guy turns the ball over. I think it was Mathurin. It was just awful. I mean, their turnovers were absolutely awful. I'm sitting there watching this team, and, you know, what'd they have? 22 turnovers in the game. 22 turnovers. You got to be kidding me. They had 11, the Thunder. 22 to 11 in turnovers. That was the game right there. Tonight we got game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Sunrise at the Bank, 8 o'clock on TNT. Oilers and Panthers. Florida, the heavy favorite, minus $1.50. They lead the series 3-2 after they went up to Edmonton on Saturday night and kicked the Oilers' ass 5-2. Remember, they beat them 6-1. They beat them 5-2. And think of this. The Oilers' only wins in this series have been by Draisaitl overtime goals. They had to go to overtime to beat them. Other than that, they can't beat them. I mean, Florida just absolutely has dominated. They've led the series for over 200 minutes to 33 minutes for the Oilers. That's total domination. Know that. I was on the Oilers all year to win the Stanley Cup. I've been on the Oilers throughout the playoffs in every series. I've been on the Oilers in this series. But I think they're dead meat tonight, to be honest with you. I think it's over. I think the Panthers will hoist the Stanley Cup. I need the Oilers to hit plus 130 you can get them at. I need the Oilers to win this game and force a game 7 back at the Rogers place in Ferrell, Alberta. But I don't think that's going to happen. I hope it happens. But I'm not feeling good about it happening. I'll tell you that much. All right, let's do baseball. Trey Turner hit a leadoff homer in Miami for the Phillies and added two singles. And Philadelphia extended their winning streak to 5 games with a 5-2 cruiser over the Marlins last night in the opener of a 4-game set. Max Kepler also went deep. Ding, ding, ring the bell. Carver High hit that home run. Alex Baum had 2 hits and 2 RBIs for the Phillies. And Mick Abel, the rookie, Kanan Abel, threw 5 innings of 1-run ball in his 4th major league start. The 23-year-old righty scattered 3 hits and struck out 3. And bottom line is, Phillies are hot again. Look out. I gave you Colorado yesterday on Ferrell Coast to Coast. They were in D.C. and Hunter Goodman homered twice, including a tying shot in the 9th inning, and then Mickey Moniak, ding, ding, ring the bell again. Carver High hit it. He connected for a 2-run shot that gave the Rockies the 6-4 win over the suddenly slumping Nationals last night. Colorado entered with 57 losses, tied with the 1932 Boston Red Sox for the most in the modern era since 1901 through 71 games. Both the Rockies and Red Sox won their 72nd game. That was embarrassing. Washington has lost 9 straight overall. Goodman tied it 4-4 with a solo shot to left center, his 13th of the season, to lead National League catchers. Moniak's was his 8th of the season. He hit it to the bullpen in right field. He also tripled in the 5th and scored on a single for a 3-1 lead. 13 of Colorado's last 20 games have been decided by 2 or fewer runs, with the Rockies going 6-14 during that stretch. In the Bronx, Nolan Chanuel hit a run-scoring double in the 11th inning, and the Angels beat the Yankees 1-0. I gave you the Angels yesterday on Coast to Coast. His one-out opposite field hit to left off Loaisiga scored the automatic runner, Christian Moore, who's from Brooklyn. He tripled in the 8th for his first major league hit. Angels with a stunner in the boogie down. The Yankees are struggling. They've scored 5 runs in the last 5 games and have lost 4 in a row for the first time since July 2nd through the 5th of last summer. The Yankees went 1-18 with runners in scoring position and have gone scoreless in 20 innings. Although Giancarlo Stanton did go 2-4 in his season debut with a 4th inning single and a leadoff double in the 9th after missing 70 games with his elbow problems. At Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Ryan Pepiot had a season-high 11 strikeouts. Jake Mangum went 3-4 with 3 RBIs, and the Rays beat the O's easily 7-1. I gave you that one yesterday. Pepio, in his team-leading 15 start, finished one strikeout short of matching his career best. He allowed four hits and one earned run in a 98-pitch effort. Tampa Bay has won four straight and has gone 19-6 in their last 25 games. The Rays also picked up their eighth straight series opening win. How about the Red Sox? Roman Anthony, their top prospect, hit his first major league home run. And Lucas Giolito struck out 10 in six innings as the Red Sox beat the Mariners in Seattle 2-0. Red Sox starters have combined for 19 consecutive scoreless innings over their last three games. How about the A's? Nick Kurtz homered in the ninth inning for the second straight day, and the A's stunned the Astros 3-1. Brent Rooker drew a leadoff walk against Brian Abreu to open the ninth and reached safely in 12 straight home games. Kurtz followed with his seventh home run of the season, a 447-foot blast over the right field wall. He also hit a ninth-inning homer on Sunday as the A's rallied to beat the Royals for a three-game sweep. The A's have won four straight games and are now 7-4 over the last 11 after losing 20 of the previous 21. And at Dodger Stadium, Shohei Ohtani finally pitched. He allowed an early run in his debut for the Dodgers, but quickly made up for it with two clutch hits with his bat and a pair of RBIs and a 6-3 win over the Padres. The two-way superstar averaged 96.8 miles an hour on the gun on fastballs and threw 28 pitches in the first inning, 21 months after right elbow surgery. It was his first outing since August of 23 with the Angels. Machado's sac fly against Ohtani drove in the Padres' first run. It didn't matter. The Padres had a 2-1 lead on Bogart's RBI double in the fourth. The Dodgers got to Cease in the bottom of the inning. Muncy, Edmund, Ohtani, and Betts all had RBI singles to everywhere in the field. Machado hit a leadoff homer in the sixth. Dodgers still win it by 3 runs, 6-3. All right, let's look at Tuesday's schedule. Everything under the lights. Phillies and Marlins in South Florida. Lizardo and Quantrill. Pirates and Tigers in Detroit. Bailey Falter against, don't call me Larry Mize. Rockies at Nationals. Senezella against Soroka. Angels and Yankees in the Bronx. Jimi Hendrix against Warren Miller Films. Diamondbacks, Jays in Toronto fought against the Basset Hound. Twins and Reds at Great American. Festa Cheese against Abbott and Costello. Mets at Braves. Peterson against Schwellenbach. O's at Rays. Coffee and Kramer against Littell. Cards at White Sox on the south side. Libertore against Smith. Royals at Rangers at Globe, Lugo and Leiter there. Brew Crew and Cubs at Wrigley under the lights, Patrick and Brown. Red Sox and Mariners in Seattle, Bueller against Wu-Tang Clan at T-Mobile. Guards and Giants in San Francisco, Ciccone against Robbie Ray, who's 8-1. Astros and A's in Sacktown, Alexander against Sears and Roebuck, and Padres Dodgers again at the Ravine, Vasquez for San Diego, nobody yet for the Dodgers. That's all your baseball for a Tuesday. There's four FIFA Club World Cup games today. They start at noon with a game at MetLife in East Rutherford with Fluminense against Dortmund. Then three more the rest of the day at 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. All of those are on DAZN. The one at noon in Jersey is on TNT. Then there's the Gold Cup. Curaçao against El Salvador tonight at 8:15 on FS1. And then at 10:30, Canada against Honduras. That's everything. You're good to go. I'm live at 3 to 6 on Pharrell Coast to Coast Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at sportsgrid-live. We're always on X. Just watch it. You'll dig it. We're on smart TVs, TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159. And we're on Sports Byline USA. Make sure you sign up for the Pharrell and the Profit app. You're going to love the app. Just get it. You won't be disappointed. We hit tons of plays. Watch profit plays for all the picks 7 days a week. Max profit plays, elite plays, profit plays. You get all that. Plus, you get Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit. They're really good shows. Even Jim Florentine comedy specials. You're going to love it. Pharrell and the Profit app. Get it today. Believe me, tell your friends. Tell them to do it, too. What's the problem? For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnABench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Check out. Ooh.